are back in the zone, live from the Fury Electric Studio on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com.
All right, I'm going to play this clip from Richard Sherman talking about the word thug, which has been thrown his direction more than a few times, probably since Sunday.
Now, you said this interview is from before all this happened.
No.
No, this is a recent interview.
Yeah, this is like yesterday. Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day. More importantly, I've got an email or two from El Guapo, some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback I want to get to as well. El Guapo says, hey, Justin, just give Mike Anderson about 15 years. It's going to be fine. That's a spirit. Ah!
Just 15.
El Guapo also says, I'd like to see a beer company sponsor the last 5 minutes of Razorback games. The last 5 minutes of this game is brought to you by beer. Beer to calm your nerves and fight off that sense of doom. Meanwhile, the water boy reaches over the player's shoulder from behind the bench and holds a beer to his mouth. Oh. We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horse. Beer for my Razorback fans. I don't hate that idea. I mean, look. Gotta do something. El Guapo also says, Bobcat is kind of gamey. You gotta soak it in buttermilk and cook the backstrap covered with bacon. That sounds delicious.
That sounds good. My uncle says that eagle tastes like chicken, so.
Tonight, we dine on Bobcat at the Jack Stevens Center. Go Trojans. All right, Richard Sherman has been called many things, some of which I would never repeat on this radio station, not even with the bleep button working. One of the words he's been called that I can say is thug. And if you look up the word
thug. The T word.
Yes, if you look up thug in the dictionary, it absolutely, positively does not apply to a guy like Richard Sherman. Here's his comment on it. Speaking of, there's the Richard Sherman commercial on ESPN, oddly enough, for Dre Beats.
Hey, Richard, of all the backlash, the word thug, does that bother you more than any of
it? The only reason it bothers me is because it seems like it's the accepted way of calling somebody the N-word nowadays. You know, it's like everybody else said the N-word, and then they say thug, and they're like, oh, that's fine. And that's where it's kind of, you know, it kind of takes me aback, and it's kind of disappointing because they know. What's the definition of a thug, really? You know, can a guy on a football field just talking to people, you know, maybe I'm talking loudly and doing something, you know, talking like I'm not supposed to, but I'm not, you know, there was a hockey game where they didn't even play hockey. They just threw the puck aside and started fighting. I saw that and I said, oh man, I'm the thug? What's going on here? Jeez. So I'm really disappointed in being called a thug.
And he should be. And I like that. And he makes a great point. I love the hockey analogy because those guys I could easily call thugs. If you look up thug in the dictionary, there's a couple different meanings for it, but one of them is hooligan.
Now, devil's advocate.
Hooligan always fits nicely into a hockey game. Yes?
Now,
yes,
some
up,
people
Satan?
That aren't familiar with Mr. Sherman, all they saw is that one clip, mm-hmm. and all they see is a guy with long dreadlocks yelling into the camera, right?
Yes.
Now, I know if you do some research, you realize he is an educated young man. But with the way Facebook and Twitter is, people see something, they comment quickly, they throw out the word thug.
Yeah. Well, they learn their lesson, hopefully. Hopefully people... again, you know, we'd like to get past it. I mean, that's the least of the things he was called, unfortunately. So that's a sad day, but it is what it is.
Mark Schlereth made one point real quick. He said, the issue I would have with this is he took one of the greatest team accomplishments you could ever make and made it about himself after the game.
There's no
and
question.
He said that's regrettable.
No
he said,
question.
That's it.
You know, and you know what? He said, I wish I hadn't done that. That's the only thing I regret about it. He has no regrets about saying what he said about Crabtree. Wrong time, wrong place.
That's it. If he said it during the game or way after in the locker room, I don't care. That's fine.
I haven't heard Crabtree really say anything denying what is alleged to have started the beef, too. So if you are to believe Sherman, which I tend to do, the beef is legit. And Crabtree deserves to be called out for being kind of a punk about the whole thing. Anyway, overtime's coming up next. Tomorrow, tune into The Zone. We will be live at the Arkansas Big Buck Classic.